Thank you for calling Planning Financial Futures. Please wait while we connect you.
Jeff Lewis speaking, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, yes, Jeffrey, I can hear you now. It's Lisa Taylor again. Do you have like 5 minutes for me?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So I went back and I tried to, you know, find something that can or may fit in, given the situation and the occupation that you currently have. I did find a resolution. How about we do the search engine optimization for your website? It's something intangible, and I don't think you need to be in a contract for that. It's just the optimization of your website.
Tell me more about that. How exactly would you do that?
Okay. All right. You are well aware of Google, right? Google is like the biggest search engine platform all over the world. What we do is that we select certain keywords, and on the back-end algorithm, we affiliate you with Google, provide them some keywords that would directly or indirectly take you to the website, take any individual to the website. So they can be, I can give you an example of one of the keywords, maybe financial advisor, financial planner, things like that. These kind of keywords, okay? What we'll do is that we will select the highest ranking keywords and we will submit that to Google. On the other end, what Google will do is that Google, since we will affiliate you with Google through AdSense program, they will be optimizing your website based on the keyword search or the keyword algorithm that we will provide to them. As a result, your website, after we are done with this, it will be a 6 to 8 month process. Obviously, you will be seeing a monthly report every month. This is something that is deliverable, and we do not rely on any kind of third party in this entire process. Everything is in our hands, okay? So every month you'll be getting a report in terms of optimizing your website. Your website will be ranking on one of the top 5 results on Google on the first page. So that's basically a way to boost your website.
You understand that any changes that happen to my website have to go through compliance, and compliance can say yes or no. And if they say no to the changes on the pages, then where do you go from there? Because you're not in control of my website. I'm not in control of the website. Compliance is.
I understand that. That's the reason why I brought this option, because, see, there will be no changes made to your website. Your website will stay as it is. We won't even take access of your website. All we'll be doing is we'll be boosting your website to be ranked in the top 5 results. So all of that is completely separate. It's detached from your website or you. It's basically optimizing your website through Google. So I don't think that it should have any direct impacts on the contract or the clause that you have with your broker or anyone that you're in contract with. I think this is the best option.
So your people don't actually need access to my website then?
No, not at all. We don't need the access to your website. All we'll be doing, all we'll be needing is your website link. See, let me explain this to you. There are two ways how your website can be ranked in the top 5. Either you go organic. That means, like, you know, the longer it takes or the longer your website exists online on the server, on the internet server, it gets old, it gets matured, and then eventually, according to the traffic that is being generated on your website, you start to rank in the top 5 searches, depending on the search results as well. See, that's how it works. So, for example, let me give you another vague example of that. For example, if I'm searching Amazon on Google, it's just me searching Amazon. Right now, Amazon is ranking maybe on the 20th page of Google, okay? Organically, if we go through the organic procedure, if there are 10,000 people who start to search for Amazon on Google, what's going to happen is that Google will automatically start giving preference to Amazon, that, you know what, this is in demand, this is in relevance. So they will start to move Amazon, their website, from the 20th page to maybe the 15th or 12th. Now, the process that I'm talking about, this is not organic, this is a booster that we are giving, but it's all the same thing. And whoever you're in contract with, they will most likely, they won't even find out that we have done anything. because it could completely be organic as well. So it's completely on you whether you choose to tell them or not. But I assure you that they can never find out that this has been done.
And can I see a list of the keywords that you're going to use?
Of course. In order to do that, I will need your approval. Once you provide the approval, I'm going to ask my marketing team to derive the keywords. You will need to provide me the website link in order to do that. If Eliza have it, I'm going to take this from her. Does she have your website link?
She should. You guys have all the material that I had to fill in to even get started, including my website link.
Yes, yes. For the Wikipedia page, I am sure we have that. It won't be listed in the references, but I'm sure you provided that. Don't worry, I'll dig that up and I'll have that forwarded to the marketing team. They will provide a list of keywords. You look into that. They will provide that according to their statistics regarding the highest ranking keywords. Okay, so it will all be based on statistics and algorithm on the back end. I'll provide those to you. Once you approve them, then only we will start with this entire process, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. Thank you so much for the approval. I'm going to have the team assigned immediately. So by tomorrow or Monday latest, you'll have the list of keywords in your inbox, right?
Very good. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Thank you for your time, Jeffrey. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.